Oh, I get horse girl vibes from some people.
Oh, don't even get me started. Stop.
Another one.
Oh my god.
Oh, Malik.
People in class said they saw me on their For You page, so I'm like, okay, thank you.
Guys, welcome back to the podcast. This is part two of answering guys' questions for girls because we couldn't fit it all in the last episode and we were having too much fun, so we're happy to bring it back. We got some more questions from our classmates and let's just get into it.
Yeah, we're really excited to answer them.
Last week was too much fun. Like, it was too much fun.
Yeah.
You guys are funny. I actually wonder if this is, like, what they think about.
Yeah.
Or they're just trying to find something for the pod. Yeah.
Or they were just trying to find questions to ask.
We said that they could literally ask anything, and all of them so far have been surrounding, like, celebrities, themselves, like, what we think of them, and then, like, what we'll see now, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great.
I'm pulling up Kenan's.
Okay.
Kenan! Shout out Kenan. He walked with me to the subway.
Yeah, no, Kenan's great. Okay, ready?
Okay, so my question is, why are you looking at me? Why do all girls comment on every other girl's Instagram post, even if they don't like them? Even they're like, yeah, you look so amazing, even if they don't like the person. And is that like an unwritten rule?
Okay, I looked at him when he was a little shy.
That's funny.
That's a good question.
That is a good question. The thing is I used to when I was, like, in my high school era, but I do not do that anymore. Like, no. I sometimes even my friends post and I just forget, like, you should technically hype them up.
Yeah.
Like, you want to hype them up, but sometimes I just forget.
I think it's different, like, if it's a selfie for, like, your friends, because I don't know. I think I make the effort to, like, recognize it, you know, because posting on Instagram is a big deal sometimes.
No, yeah, so. It is.
But... yeah, when I was, my high school era, I was, like, commenting on girls from other schools, like, why? For what reason? I didn't even met them, but we were, like, internet friends, so, like, you would comment on their thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, was it, like, did you do it in a way that you actually, like, thought, like, I'll do it where it's, like, if I think they look good and I haven't talked to them in forever, I'm, like, oh, like, comment, like, wow, you literally look good. Because, like, that might make their day. Like, people comment on my pictures where, I guess, girls are all, like, it's so sad because, like, a lot of the times we're all, like, it was just International Women's, well, that was 2 weeks ago, but, like, everyone's posting, like, lift each other up, whatever, and it's, like, we, like, girls can be so catty sometimes, so that when, like, a random or, like, someone you haven't talked to in so long comments, you're, like, oh my god.
They're,
like,
yeah.
Like, you're either, like, oh my god, thank you, or I'm, like, oh my god, that's so nice, but then sometimes I'm, like, why are they commenting, like, are they, like, trying to give me bad vibes, like, what's going on?
Like, if I really don't like the person, like, if we're, like, we're friends and we're not friends anymore, like, I'm not gonna... I don't know at all.
Yeah. Like, I don't, like, even, I won't even like it, because then it's like they, like, girls look, we look too deep into stuff.
No, we do.
Like, oh, why'd you like it? But you didn't comment. So, like, I won't even like it if I don't even want to bother with you.
Yeah. It's almost like you feel like if you don't comment, they're going to be, like, upset with you. Like, sometimes you can kind of feel like that. Like, at least I used to feel like that.
Yeah, but it's nice when you get random
yeah,
people.
No, it is.
Thinking back to, like, high school, I don't think I ever really just, like, commented on girls' photos. Like, even, like, if they were just, like, acquaintances or anything, like, I wouldn't comment on their posts.
You're better than us, Julia.
Usually just, like, my friends.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, that's, like, because now that I'm thinking of, like, why Kenan would ask that, it's probably because, you know, he followed all these new people from university, and he sees us all commenting on each other's photos.
Yeah, I see that now.
Like, you know, because obviously, like, you're trying to, like, make friends with the person, too.
That's
so it's another reason for you to, like, buddy-buddy with them. But I can just see Kenan scrolling and being like, oh, Kiara posted another photo. Antonia's commented again. Like, but it makes sense because we're friends now, so it doesn't matter.
Like, the algorithms and stuff, especially on Instagram, are, like, so messed up with, like, the timelines and stuff, so it's, like, I might, like, miss, like, one of my friends' posts or something. It's, like, if I don't comment on them, it doesn't mean, like, I don't like you or, like, you know, like...
100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, but we read into things way too much, so...
Definitely.
Yes. But it's just a way for us to be friendly.
Be nice. I think we're all genuine when we do it. Like, I never do it to be like, I hope she knows that I'm joking. Like, why would you do that?
No. Yeah.
So, there you go, Kenan.
That was good, yeah. Okay. We're gonna
pull up
one of Malik's. His first one, so...
Why does it take more than one girl to go to the washroom?
Oh my god!
We got that last week.
We already answered that last week. Go listen.
That's really
funny.
Shameless plug.
It was either Lucas or Sam who asked that.
It was Lucas.
A lot of guys wonder that, but it's like, it's not that deep.
No, it's really not.
It's not really that deep.
See, but yeah. I wonder, like, if when guys are on, like, say, double dates, I don't know, do people still do double dates? But anyways, or they're out with, you know, their girls or whatever, and then, like, the whole pack goes away. Like, do guys turn to each other and be like, oh my god, I wonder what they're doing in there?
Or, I know, I'd like, really like to know the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. It phases them, like.
Like, that's what I need to know. Like, what do they talk about when we go to the washroom?
Yeah.
And we're gone for, like, 10 minutes.
I think their conversation is not that deep. They definitely do not talk about us. They're talking about like what's going on right now, mm-hmm, or like sports or like something else, like somebody that walked by, like who even knows.
Yeah, that's really funny though.
It's like the same thing. I don't know if you guys had this, but it's kind of like the same vibe as like when a girl would walk down the hallway and they were in like the guy group like pack, and they would always like look at you and then talk to each other. It's the same thing. Like, why do you do that?
Yeah.
Like, why do you do that? You might not even be talking about the person that you just like looked at, but like why do you have to do it like that?
Yeah. I think it's just a source of like comfort. Like, I don't know if I
it also makes
before.
You look cooler. Like, you kind of look lame if you get up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
You can, like, walk and talk, and then you walk and talk back. It's like if you're by yourself, you're just like, oh, excuse me, sorry.
Like, it reminds me of when you'd be in the cafeteria at high school and you're getting up to go to your next class, and you're like, oh, are you walking now? Like, let's walk together.
Yeah.
When you're walking down the aisles in the calf, like,
oh, don't even get me started. I hated like, the calf.
I think the real question is, why don't guys do it? You know what? Let's flip it on y'all.
Yeah.
I actually feel like they do, though.
Really?
I don't think
I pay that much attention.
Me neither. I feel like it's more apparent for girls to do it than guys.
Yeah.
It's because we have, like I said before, we have more to do. Like, we're fixing our makeup.
Yeah.
Or like, whatever.
That's really funny, though. Okay, let's go to the next one, because we didn't talk about that last week. Another one from Malik.
What are horse girls?
What are horse girls?
That is amazing.
What are horse girls?
I don't even know. They're girls.
Horse girls are. Yeah, they're like. Okay, well, there's two levels. There's the equestrians where it's like they actually grew up with like money and their parents put them into a sport which is horseback riding,
right?
Or horse girls that like trot on their
where it's their whole feet. Where it's their whole personality trait,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Is that they ride horses.
Yeah.
TBH.
And it just gives off a vibe. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
It just is what it is.
It's a horse girl.
When I was younger, I went to horseback riding camp. And
I've gone
horseback riding a lot. And it was, like, it was fun and it was cool, but, like, I don't know. Like, I stopped after 3 years.
I feel like I did it, like, part of like a birthday party or something.
Yeah,
where
like
you,
those kind
of I don't know, it might have been like ponies, I don't know, but like,
was it a horse girl who invited you?
I don't honestly, I wish I remember, but I don't know,
because that's just like a weird
do you guys know a horse girl?
It's oh I
know,
so
I get
many.
Horse girl vibes from some people.
Oh, don't even get me started. Stop.
I love the little silence right after she said that.
That was funny. And she's like, we need to cut that. No, it was funny. You know what?
Moral
try and figure out who our horse girl is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Moral of the story, horse girls are just girls that are really into horseback riding, but sometimes take it a little too far.
Yeah, yeah, they want to beat the horses.
Exactly.
It gets taken. The horse.
What? That's a funny question, Malik.
It's also like their horse is their best friend.
Yeah.
But
that's which is like, I mean, here's the thing though, I think it's just the whole of being a horse girl, because you could also be like that with your dog. Like, you can like make
your dog's
best friend or whatever, like,
yeah.
And people don't think it's weird because a dog is a normal
pet,
like, house pet.
Like, okay, yeah. I don't know, this just came to my mind. I remember on YouTube I watched a Vogue video and it was like Bella Hadid, and
she's an equestrian,
isn't
girl.
She
yeah.
Is she
Yeah.
That, like, just came to my mind. I'm trying to think of somebody.
Kendall Jenner is, too.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Rich girl sport.
Literally. Yeah.
It is.
If they can, like, maintain it, you know. I don't know. I think it's cool. I would love to ride a horse. Like,
no, it's so cool. And it takes a lot of work. Like, I know people who...
Some horse girl... Like, the whole thing is, like, guys think, what is a horse girl? What is a horse girl?
Girl.
Because it's like kind of weird, like, I don't know, because some people like give off a weird vibe.
It's like,
it's
find
not a normal
even,
sport.
Yeah, I find even the best riders don't even act like a horse girl.
Oh yeah,
yeah. No,
I mean,
horse
the best
girls are
riders
just a different breed. They're literally not equestrians at all.
No, it's not
even,
even
what's her
really.
Name from she was in Big Bang Theory. Oh my god, Penny. what's her actual name? I don't
blonde
know.
Girl?
The blonde?
Oh, she does like Hayley Cuoco?
Yes, yeah. She does that like horseback riding too. I've seen on her like Instagram and stuff. Now this is just bringing up all the celebrities that I know that
we've talked for like 8 minutes about horseback riding.
That was a funny question though. That was good. Yeah, that was a funny question. Okay, let's pass off. We got Jacob now.
See, I'm gonna ask it, and then when you hear it back, you tell me if you think it's good.
Okay.
Okay, so my question is, how many hours do you really spend on TikTok?
Oh.
Okay.
Wow. Let me pull up the stats. I was waiting for that one. I've only been talking about TikTok every single podcast.
So I think I mentioned this before, but I like just downloaded TikTok like, a few weeks ago.
You're better than us.
So, I mean, like, but like... I feel like I've been like, spending too much time on it recently.
Okay, today, because me and Antonia were in class, I was on it for 16 minutes. Yesterday, I was on it for 1 hour 37. Ooh, like, I could just keep going. Monday, I was on it for 2 hours. It's, like, 1 to 2 hours.
Wait, how do I check this again? I don't remember.
Go on your activity on your phone.
Oh, activity.
Okay. Yeah. Activity? In a week on my phone, I have TikTok at 3 hours.
Oh, my daily average is 1 hour 52 minutes, so basically 2 hours, like 1 to 2 hours, like I said.
Guys, I can't find it.
Me neither. Three hours and 9 minutes. Wow. So I am not, not on TikTok like a lot, but like recently I've been posting just for fun. And people in class said they saw me on their For You page, so I'm like, okay.
I did.
Thank you.
And you followed me last night. I saw
that.
Okay, let's see mine. Okay, TikTok is my most used app, to be fair, because I just like mindlessly scroll sometimes.
Well, you don't really, like Haley said, she's like, well, I'm not on it that much, but 3 hours.
Daily average is 2 hours and 39 minutes. That's a lot.
Mine says daily average 24 minutes.
Oh my God, Julia.
Okay, Julia,
but my Instagram is daily average is an hour and a half, so.
My daily average is 34 minutes for Instagram.
See, what is your guys' preferred, like social media, because I am not on TikTok and I'm not on Instagram, but I'm always on Snapchat. Like my activity for Snapchat is like
I'm
through the roof.
I'm barely on Snapchat, to be honest. Like
I literally use Snapchat to snap like two people.
Yeah, me too.
But I do love posting on my private story, but I find myself opening my TikTok app a lot more because I don't have that much notifications on Snapchat because I'm only snapping two people, so of course only that those two people are gonna like respond to me.
My average for Snapchat is 15 minutes a day, so
yeah,
mine's it says that I'm on TikTok the most. I spend a lot of time on iMessage, but in like social media apps like Instagram, it says daily average 1 hour. Snapchat like 33 minutes, because like if I don't have a notification, I'm literally like looking through my memories just for fun, looking at stories, and if I have
I'm always taking pictures on Snapchat too, so that probably takes
that's true.
Too. Like mostly TikTok and Instagram. I love making TikToks, but like I just love going on Instagram. But it's like an endless.
I feel like even on Instagram, on like the reels and stuff, because I feel like I scroll through that a lot. It's like all TikToks anyways, so it's like pretty much the same thing at that point.
So
like my week is for TikTok is 3 hours and 9 minutes, and then my week for Snapchat is 10 and a half. Yeah, so like I'm on Snapchat a lot more, but like
I don't know. TikTok is just like I like the content that's on there, so, and it's really entertaining just for me to, if I'm like, you know, sitting out of after class or whatever and I'm scrolling, or like, you know, I don't know, like I can be entertained very easily for a long time. Like, you don't realize how long you're on it.
No, it's like quick content, like it's so fast.
Okay, next question from Julian, and I have not heard this one yet, so.
Hi, how's everyone doing? My question is, how frequently do you girls utilize code names for dudes, if at all? I'm very, very curious. This is like crucial information.
That is funny. Good, Julian. So, Julian's asking, how often do we use code names for guys?
Oh, all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. And it sounds like he's using it for like personal use. Like he needs to know. Is someone a nickname about you?
Honestly though, it was a big like grade 9 thing when I like went into grade 9. Like I don't like do it that much anymore. I'm kind of shameless and I say the full name. First and last name, like on the subway. I'm like, oh my God, somebody could know this person. Once I was on the subway, literally talking with my friend Lisa after we went downtown to take photos for our LinkedIn, and I was telling her about Josh Kim because he took like a bunch of our photos from school, and this guy's like, hey, are you talking about Josh and Alex Kim? And I'm like, oh my, yes. And then he was like, oh, they're my, like, good buddies. Like, I take photos with Josh. And I was like, what are the odds?
Yeah. No, like, you literally don't know who's listening either, though. So it's like...
Yeah. And it's and it's weird because sometimes their code names actually, like, go... Like, you, that's what you to refer to them as. Yeah. Like, so. Then it just... All of a sudden, it becomes their actual name. Yeah.
Like, what's just a good code name? What's, like, one that you would use?
Well, I had, one so... That... Like, it was the weirdest thing. Like, me and my friend, one time, we were at this, like... I don't know. Like, on our grade 8 grad trip, and... We saw this guy, and he's, like, apparently he was the most attractive guy ever, so we called him Brown Hair, Blue Eyes, and he was a stranger, but to this day, we reference that guy, and, like, obviously...
Really? Even,
but I That's think, funny. I think we were talking about somebody who went to our high school later, so it's just so funny, because, like, I don't know, even, like, a stranger even have code names for.
Yeah. The way that they just continue. No, it doesn't even have to be like, it's not just a guy that you have a crush on or you're like, you're peeping.
No. It's everybody. Anyone.
We use them for girls.
For girls too. Horse girl in this episode. Like, yeah.
I had one. Me and my friend Selena had one in high school where I think like a few other girls were in on it, but we called this one guy Ratatouille.
Oh my god, that's
foul. I don't know what any reason it is for, but like it just
she doesn't know anything just, about it.
No, it just like came up out of nowhere. Like honestly, I can't remember like the direct reason. We just started calling him Ratatouille, and it was just so funny. Like other ones are like,
I don't know. Like, I remember like calling the guys initial,
like call them like fruits? Double M or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
It's just so you can talk about them in public without talking about them in public. Exactly. Like, so not everybody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah. Which, I don't know, it just makes it more fun because then you can chat all the time.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on to our next question. This is Josh. Thank you, Josh, for this question. We recorded it in class, but yeah, here we go.
What are girls' obsessions with Air Forces, Starbucks, and white Jeeps?
What are girls' obsessions with Air Forces, Starbucks, and white Jeeps?
Okay, Air Forces go with... They go with every outfit. Let's start there.
Well, okay, everybody first of all, all those things, I get why he was asking it, but all those things, I can point out a bunch of guys that like the same things, 100%. Too.
Yeah, exactly.
How many guys do you see pull up to class with Starbucks? I have never white pulled Air up to Forces? Class with Starbucks, and I've
seen
other guys.
I see every guy in white Air Forces.
Yeah. And it's kind guys of love like Jeeps too. It's kind of
okay.
Funny.
White Jeeps are only suitable for Hawaii, like Hawaii vibes. I get you need guys, to have a Jeep. I feel like everyone that goes to Hawaii rents a Jeep and rents a Jeep.
It's just a thing. I love Jeeps. Jeeps are amazing, yeah. And I don't really care if it's white, black, whatever color it is. I love Jeeps. So
my friend has a purple Jeep.
Yeah,
yeah. That's no. They're just like. Jeeps were just cool. Imagine, like, pulling up in a Jeep with a top off.
Yeah, exactly. You just look cool.
Like, and not even shamelessly. Like guys like Jeeps, too. That's cool. Imagine driving a Jeep. Like, what?
Like, I've never, like, yeah. Like, as you're saying, I've never gone to class with Starbucks. So, like, I don't feel like that's just a girl thing. I mean, the only reason
I think that these are more, like, you know, a few years back. Like, when, like
Visco Girl
was, like, really big.
No, that's
and
not
And it was,
me.
Like, you know, they posted their Starbucks. They
Julia
would
said that's
posted
not
their Air Forces.
That's not, no. No,
it's just very, like, you're looking at, I guess he was just looking at it from a very basic perspective. Like,
yeah.
Which no. I
he
guess
is fair. That's what we asked. Why are basic girls? We're not basic.
Yeah, no.
So we don't know.
I mean, I would literally go to Tim's over Starbucks because I'm like paying like $6 for a drink at Starbucks. Like,
no, the only reason I would ever go to Starbucks is if I have a gift card or something. And
right.
Guys, next week. Starbucks on us.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Next Tuesday we should show up.
We'll pull up
all
with the Starbucks.
All in Starbucks. Yeah. We
and
are.
Our white Air
and our white Air Forces. Mm-hmm. And somebody rent a Jeep.
Yeah. Pull up.
Funny question, Josh.
The Air Forces, like, I just like the look of them. Like, no, it's not, like, because everybody else
likes
them.
They're crisp.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't have them. I think I was the last person in the world to buy Air Forces.
No, I feel like I'm like that, too. I feel like in high school, I hated them, and then it wasn't until, like, grade 12 that I got my first pair.
Okay.
And then I just started wearing them all the time, because they just, like, went with everything. So I'm
I would like to point out that finding white Air Forces now is literally impossible. Like, plain ones, just plain white ones, because I wanted to, like, paint them because I think that's so cool and like doing your own thing, but you can't find them literally anywhere. They're like sold out.
Yeah, and I was in that time.
Buy the kids version. They always have them.
I bought the kids version
and they're like
guys,
way cheaper.
I'm size 10 and a half.
Stop. No, oh my god, I'm like a size 7.
I'm a 5 and a half.
I will like ride for Air Forces. I don't wear them any longer, but those shoes like serve their purpose.
No, they lasted me a long time.
Listen though, I got them in, was it grade 10 or something? I don't even remember. My mom bust her ass to get them. She bought them from Belgium because they were sold out in Canada.
Oh my god.
It was my Christmas present. And I was like, oh my god, mom. And then wore those to the ground, bought a new pair in 2019 when we were going to Italy. Because I was like, fresh shoes, you know?
Yeah.
Literally went on a 3-hour hike in them, and they did not hurt at whatsoever. Yeah. Like, they're really comfy, so obviously I'm going to wear them.
Yeah.
And yeah, they go along with everything. I've worn 3 pairs and passed them all down to my sister when I've, like, kind of, like, worn them out. Because I, like, clean them, too. Like, I have, like, the leather paint, and I have, like, all these cleaning things. So, like, I'll continuously clean them, and they'll look brand new.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously, like, I'm going to keep wearing them. Like, I'm not just going to throw them out. So, like, they've stuck around for a long time, but like the backs now are like shredded, that like the wire is coming out and giving me blisters, so I don't wear them anymore. But and I haven't purchased another pair, but it was just a trend, like everybody had those. That's like when like blazers are the new thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so our last question is from me and Antonia's friend Giuseppe, who we met in our recent philosophy midterm. And shout out to Giuseppe because he gave me a pen, and so that's kind of how our conversation started. We traded pen for notes, and here we are. So his first question is, which I thought these were cute. Who inspires you most in your career? What part of their career has influenced you to excel?
See, I don't think I have somebody specific in this industry that, like, inspired me the most, but I think it's, like, obviously, like, my parents, you know?
Yeah.
They're just such hard workers, and, like, I think, like, I take after that, like, and I want to be, like, successful like them and, like, start a family and raise my kids how they raised me. So, like, not even in my career in the industry, but it's just about in life.
No, I agree. Yeah. Like, I don't think I have a specific person that say per se is like, because I want to go into something graphic design sports related, but I feel like I don't know a lot of
right
like their stories and stuff like that. I feel like it's mostly my family, and you know, they've taught me like everything I know, and like like you, Haley, like I want to follow in their path.
Yeah, I think a lot of the time I see, well, especially in our classes, we have a lot of guest speakers who are on like TSN, or we even had like Ron McLean and like all these people. I can't remember her name. Who was in our class? I can't remember her name. But she's like on TSN as well, I'm pretty sure.
Carolyn Cameron.
Yes. And just like, I don't know, seeing them all, and I'm like,
she's
okay.
She's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And they all like, they're all on like telling us, like they all say the same thing, like they were in the exact same position as us. And like even in the lab today, we had to do like an ad lib thing, and like Scott MacArthur was telling me, he's like, you know, I was in your position like 20 something years ago. I was born 20 years ago, so like I had all that experience. So it's like seeing them all be like successful and like doing whatever and like work we want to be in that position, I think it's inspiring, because it's like they were literally like us, like if we were uncomfortable in front of the camera or like didn't know if we were gonna, this was for us, and like they're doing their thing.
I think it's nice to hear their stories in terms of like even like Ron McLean saying like they have all struggled with like being nervous in front of the camera. I know for me personally, I'm not one that likes to be in the spotlight like that. So even like doing that ad lib yesterday, it was literally just like Scott MacArthur and like someone with doing the camera work. But like I get super nervous like that, but it's like having someone there that's like can comfort you and say like, look, I've been in this position, but you just have to keep practicing, and like even if you make mistakes, that's okay, like you learn from them and you'll always continue to get better. It's all about, they always, I feel like they say it's always about repetition in terms of like,
and he's a pro, so
okay. I mean, I think I totally agree with you guys, like having Carolyn come on this like the class the other day was really cool, because I don't know, you know, seeing a woman doing it, and especially because it's such a competitive industry, like I want to be in front of the camera, but it like it just shows me that I have to work hard, because obviously like she's been doing it for a while. And literally too about our ad libs, like when I did mine today, I was freaking out, but Scott's so cool about like, you know, actually like giving constructive criticism and making and lifting you up, like, you know, it is hard, like not everybody's like, especially because not everybody wants to be on like camera, or even those who are like myself, like working to be on camera, like I'm not gonna be perfect the first time. So,
and I feel like,
but even like,
well, like even just like looking at like our course outline when we first started and seeing that we had to do these 1 minute like presentations, kind of like I was so nervous, but I feel like now after doing them, it kind of just helps like build your confidence, like you know, as even
as nervous as I was to go into it, like, after I finished it and when I was doing it, I was like, yeah, this is, like, my element. This is what I want to do. Like, you know what I mean? But even, like, Haley was saying, like, you want to follow your parents. Like, my dad's in media. My sister is also in media. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of, like, I was meshing my love for, like, playing sports and watching and, like, now being in front of the camera. So
yeah.
Like, you know, we might not end up, like, actually doing that either, too, and that's totally fine. But, like, I like to have that, like, pinpoint of where I'm going to try to get to.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, and the last question of this series, unless we do another series later on, last question, again, from Giuseppe, is what constitutes as a best friend in your eyes, and can you really have more than one best friend?
Yeah.
I think you can have more than one best friend.
I think so, too.
I have, like, for my training, I have a best friend from training, and then I have best friends from school, and then I have best friends. So, I think that, like, you can have best friends for all different things, and a lot of friends are good to go to in certain situations. Like, I find, like, I go to different friends for different things.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Totally. So, like, for me, when you were saying all those, like, different levels, I was, like, thinking, I'm like, yeah, I got one best friend there, I got one best friend there. So, first of all, my sister, like, her and I are, like, literally the bestest friends in the world. Mm-hmm. And then I have a childhood best friend who, like, we met when we were two. And, like, I've considered her my best friend this whole, like, entire time since I've, you know, become 19. Even if we haven't, like, connected as much as I have with, like, newer best friends, you know what I mean? Because there's different levels. Like, she's, like, my lifetime best friend because she knows so much about me, but, like, so do these new friends, but what I'm saying? Yeah. And then I have, like, a soccer best friend from my practices and whatever, because literally last week on, or 2 weeks ago, International Women's Day, she posted on her Instagram story, like, happy International Women's Day, and then she posted a picture of her mom, and then me, and I was like, oh! Because I, like, and, like, I literally cannot tell you enough how much that made my day, because I was not expecting it, one. I was like, oh, my God. And then because it was just me and two other of her, like, school best friends. So I was like, oh, my God. Like, yeah. I was like,
like, I'm up there with mama.
Yeah. Yeah, literally. I was like, oh, my God. And so, like, you know, there's, like, just different levels. So
yeah.
I think you can have multiple best friends.
I agree.
There's also...
And it's just also different relationships, like my mom, too.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, now that we're talking about moms, like, my mom knows stuff about me in ways that, like, some of my best friends
don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's, like, also you have, like, your closest friends from, like, when you were, like, who know you the best, but there's also your best friends who talk to more. Like, some of my closest friends, I don't even talk to as much as I talk to some of my other best friends.
Yeah. Like, it just depends. Fine, because everyone gets busy. Like, I was literally on the subway today with my childhood best friend who goes to U of T, and at that point I call her, like, my sister, because we literally grew up together, and, like, our siblings, like, we got siblings at the exact same time, the same age, so it's, like, literally we were, like, a family, and our families are close, whatever. But then I had, like, my one best friend who wasn't even, like, from when I was young. Like, we met in 10th grade because I joined my new school in 10th grade, and then which we weren't even, like, the best of friends at that time. It was more, like, the end of grade 11 to grade 12 to now. So it's only been, like, a few years. But, like, all the time we're, like, you better not even give anyone else the best friend title. Like, we always, like, joke around like that.
That's, like,
so
I relate to that because I was acquaintances with them in high school. Like, we would eat lunch together because we had, like, you know, lunch A or whatever.
Yeah.
But I only became really close with, like, my now best friends when COVID hit. So.
Yeah. So it's, like, it's quality over quantity, I think.
And I think so, too. Like, for me, I feel like I lost touch with, like, my friends. I had a lot of friend issues when I was in high school. So, like, I feel like I don't have friends that, like, have known me, like, since I was in elementary school. So I think now, coming out of COVID and actually being in person, it's nice to build new friendships with new people, and, like, that doesn't mean that I'm in the future would only have one best friend. Like, I think, again, you have different friends for different situations, you know, like, stuff like that.
Totally. Yeah, so for me, I think there's, like, my one, her name is Jen, like, one best friend is, like, Like, that's, she's, like, the title, and I won't, like, call anyone else that. But then I have, like, my friends who are, like, literally right there. Like, she just kind of holds the title because it's, like, we joke around, like, you better not. And, like, whatever, we go to each other for everything, and we're, like, always together. But then it's, like, my other friend who I grew up with, she's, like, my childhood best friend. And then I have, I used to have, well, I don't play soccer anymore with them, but it's, like, my neighbor, I grew up with her. She's, like, my childhood best friend. Like, my other soccer friend, like, my high school friends who, like, Julia, I'm just not really friends with them anymore. I just kind of had, like, problems with. So, and then, like, you guys are, like,
not
my...
this,
you guys,
like, my yeah, no, you not guys me, are, like, not
my
me.
Podcast, you guys are my podcast best friends. It's, like, it's just funny. It's just fun. And then, like, even, like, when you meet new people, it's, like, I'm in a relationship, which I always talk about. But, like, then, like, his friends become my... Like, it's just, like, there's all these friends. Yeah. But, like, a best friend, probably, like... Probably, like, a few for me. It's, like... 1 to 2
title. No, and even like if you're in a relationship with somebody, like I guess like my ex-boyfriend, he was like my best friend, but like it's a different type of best
friend.
I'll call him my best friend and he'll get mad. He's like, I'm your boyfriend. I'm like, but you're also my best friend. Like, I'm with him all the time, so it's like we're also really good friends, because you have to be friends with the person you're dating. You have to like
which is funny, because you would, you think that you and your like boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever would want to like be like, yeah, we are best friends.
Yeah, no, like, I'm your boyfriend. Because he's like, what? I'm just your best friend. I'm like, obviously, you're my best friend and my boyfriend. That's how we got here.
Yeah,
but like, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's a wholesome question.
Yeah,
love that was cute. Save it to the end.
Yeah, what a great way to end this little series that
part
we had.
Two.
Yeah,
we'll do a maybe yeah, we'll that do was part three fun. In a little.
Thank you to everybody who submitted questions.
Yeah,
I think we all had a funny. Lot of fun.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
That was so fun.
That was.
Hopefully we can do it again, because it was so much fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know we keep saying that.
Let us know what you guys think, if you want to hear more.
Yep.
We appreciate it. Yeah, that's it for We Just Met episode 4.
And we'll see you guys in a couple weeks.
Bye.